Hello and welcome to GCSE Physics Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in the entire specification, redshift and the Big Bang Theory. This is OCR topic 8.10, and it's absolutely crucial for understanding how we know the universe is expanding. Now, I know cosmology can feel a bit abstract compared to topics like forces or electricity, but here's the thing. This topic regularly appears in those high-value 6-mark questions. And the good news? Once you understand the logic, it's actually quite straightforward to pick up marks. So whether you're aiming for a grade 5 or pushing for those top grades, stick with me for the next 10 minutes and I'll show you exactly what examiners are looking for. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's start with the observation that started it all. Redshift. When astronomers look at light from distant galaxies, they notice something remarkable. The light has shifted towards the red end of the spectrum. Now, this isn't because the galaxies are literally turning red or heating up. This is a Doppler effect, just like when an ambulance siren changes pitch as it drives past you. Here's how it works. Light is a wave, and waves have wavelength. Blue light has a shorter wavelength, red light has a longer wavelength. When a galaxy is moving away from us, the light waves get stretched out during their journey through space. This stretching increases the wavelength, shifting the light towards the red end. That's redshift. The crucial discovery was made by Edwin Hubble in 1929. He found a pattern. The further away a galaxy is, the greater its redshift. And here's the kicker. Greater redshift means the galaxy is moving away faster. So distant galaxies are racing away from us at incredible speeds, while nearby galaxies are moving away more slowly. This relationship is called Hubble's Law. Now, what does this tell us? If all galaxies are moving away from each other, that means the universe itself is expanding. Not expanding into something, but the space between galaxies is stretching. Imagine dots on a balloon. As you inflate it, every dot moves away from every other dot. That's what's happening to our universe. And here's where the Big Bang comes in. If the universe is expanding now, that means it must have been smaller in the past. Wind the clock back far enough, and you reach a point where all matter and energy was concentrated in an incredibly hot, dense singularity. About 13.8 billion years ago, this singularity began expanding rapidly. That's the Big Bang. Not an explosion in space, but an expansion of space itself. Let me be really clear on the language here, because examiners are picky. Don't say the universe exploded from a point. Say it expanded from a hot, dense singularity or hot, dense point. That phrasing will secure your AO1 knowledge mark. Also, be careful with the word proves. Science doesn't prove things, it provides evidence. Redshift provides strong evidence for the Big Bang Theory. It supports the theory. That's the language examiners want to see. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk exam technique. The most common mistake students make is confusing the observation with the theory. Redshift is the observation. We see light shifted to longer wavelengths. The Big Bang is the theory that explains this observation. Don't mix them up. Another classic error, saying the galaxies themselves are expanding or turning red? No. The galaxies stay the same size. It's the space between them that's expanding, and this expansion stretches the light waves traveling through that space. Here's a top tip for those 6-mark questions. Structure your answer in 3 clear steps. First, state the observation. Light from distant galaxies shows redshift, an increase in wavelength. Second, explain the mechanism. This happens because the galaxies are moving away, and the more distant they are, the faster they're receding. Third, draw the conclusion. This pattern of recession indicates the universe is expanding from an initial hot, dense state, the Big Bang. Use connective phrases like, this suggests that, or this provides evidence for, to link your points logically. Examiners love to see clear reasoning. And remember, in OCR papers, AO1 is 40%, AO2 is 40%, AO3 is 20%. That means you need to show knowledge, but also apply it and analyze it. Don't just list facts, explain how redshift leads to the conclusion of an expanding universe. Quickfire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. Okay, quickfire quiz time. Pause after each question and test yourself. Question 1. What is redshift? Answer. An increase in the wavelength of light from distant galaxies, shifting it towards the red end of the spectrum. Question 2. What causes redshift? Answer. Galaxies moving away from us, stretching the light waves as space expands. Question 3. What is Hubble's law? Answer. The further away a galaxy is, the greater its redshift and the faster it is moving away from us. Question 4. What does redshift provide evidence for? Answer. The Big Bang theory, that the universe expanded from a hot, dense singularity approximately 13.8 billion years ago. Question 5. Common mistake to avoid. Answer. Don't say the universe exploded or that galaxies are expanding. Say the universe expanded from a hot, dense point and that space between galaxies is expanding. Summary and sign-off 1 minute. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Redshift is your observational evidence. It shows us that distant galaxies are moving away, and the further they are, the faster they're receding. This pattern tells us the universe is expanding. And if it's expanding now, it must have been smaller in the past, leading us back to the Big Bang, a hot, dense beginning around 13.8 billion years ago. Master this logical chain, use precise language and structure your answers clearly, and you'll be picking up those top marks in no time. Thanks for listening to GCSE Physics Essentials. Keep practicing, keep questioning, and I'll see you next time. Good luck with your revision.